理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 42.
贸易风险
Trade risks. Section A, listening. 1. Pre-listening vocabulary.
Fulfill.
Obligation.
Buyer default.
Pay in full.
Go bankrupt.
Ban.
Run into difficulties.
Foreign exchange.
Reliable.
Agreed.
For no reasons at all.
Port congestion.
Fulfillment of the order.
Customs clearance.
Guard against.
Modes of payment. 2. Hush, then listen.
In international trade, both the exporter and the importer face risks because there is always the possibility that the other party may not fulfill his obligations. For the exporter, there is the risk of buyer default.The importer might not pay in full for the goods. There are several reasons for this. The importer might go bankrupt. A war might start, or the importer's government might ban trade with the exporting country. Or they might ban imports of certain commodities. Another possibility is that the importer might run into difficulties getting the foreign exchange to pay for the import goods.It is even possible that the importer is not reliable and simply refuses to pay the agreed amount of money for no reasons at all. For the importer, there is the risk that the goods will be delayed and he might only receive the import goods a long time after payment is made. This may be caused by port congestion or strikes. Delays in exporter's fulfillment of the order,and difficulty in customs clearance in the importing country can also cause risks for the importer. There is also a risk that the wrong goods might be delivered. In order to guard against such risks, different modes of payment have been developed.
Section B, Speaking Up. 1. Typical Dialogue. 1. Background Information. Before dealing with a foreign company,Ms. Chen, sales representative, is talking with the chief executive, Mr. John Brown, about trade risks.
Ms. Chen.
Mr. John Brown. 2. Practical dialogue.
Foreign trade encompasses more risks than domestic trade.
Sure. Trading abroad is very complex because each country is different, and therefore there are different risks.Political risks, for example, involve such varied factors as treaties, war, import quotas, and foreign exchange restrictions.
Yes, and there are also commercial risks.
You're right. Though commercial risks can be found at home, it may increase abroad because business practices in a foreign country may differ or because the foreign country may be in a weaker economic position than that of the exporter's country.
Trading abroad is also a risk because the seller usually does not know the buyer.
Besides, time and distance are factors that may create problems in communications and in the saleability of goods, especially those goods which are perishable like ours.
Yes, I was taught when I was in the business school that language barriers, differences in laws, and exchange rate fluctuations all add to the trade risks.
We call all the factors mentioned above country risk. So as the exporter, we must take a very close look at the country. Banks that finance world trade are also guided in this way.
Well, I think I am quite clear about what to do about this transaction.
Rate the country carefully and make a close feasibility study of the deal.
Yes, sir.
2. Typical dialogue.1. Background information. On behalf of his company, Mr. Zhang Xiansheng is arguing with Mr. Matthew Selden, the business representative of a foreign company, on the phone about the non-payment.
Mr. Zhang Xiansheng.
Mr. Matthew Selden. 2. Practical dialogue. Hello, Matthew speaking.
Hello, this is Zhang Shensheng from AIE Company Limited. I'm phoning about our invoice number AS027. We made out this invoice 3 months ago. Up to now, we haven't received any payment for it. What's happening?
I'm very sorry for this. Indeed, we got your dispatch in perfect condition and your invoice in time. We appreciate your prompt attention to this transaction. But due to the fund being tied up by one of our major customers, we are not in a position to fulfill the payment at present. We're trying to work out measures to cope with this, but no result shown.
But our funds are tied up too. Last time you deducted a 3% discount from your payment of our invoice number 619, though we previously agreed to a discount of 2.5%. You deducted 0.5% more than our allowance. This time, you have delayed payment for as long as 60 days. We are at a loss to understand your sincere cooperation.
Wait. We don't want to disappoint our partners. Will you please just wait a couple of weeks?
We must ask you to arrange to make payment not later than May 10. Otherwise, we'll put the matter into the hands of our solicitor.
May 10th. That will be a period close to a fortnight. Okay, I promise I'll arrange that. I'll mail a check to you before May 10th.
That's okay. See you then.
See you. 4. Vocabulary Aid. Dialogue 1.
Encompass.
Domestic trade.
Political risk.
Involve.
Varied.
Treaty.
Import quota.
Restriction.
Commercial risk.
Salability.
Perishable.
Language barrier.
Exchange rate fluctuation.
Country risk.
Finance.
Guide.
Rate.
Feasibility study.
Dialogue 2.
Invoice.
Make out.
Up to now.
Dispatch.
In perfect condition.
Appreciate.
Attention.
Tie up.
Not in a position.
Work out.
Cope with.
Deduct.
Discount.
Allowance.
At a loss.
Solicitor.